The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will remember that Judge Augustus, forced to accept Marston's orders, had just revealed to Planet Man and Slats a faint hope of a way out. The scientists on Planaria Rex have developed the astral drive with which a spaceship can travel to other star systems. They have also discovered that the ancient race which developed the dimension warper had moved to some other system. Slats and Dantro are discussing this startling information.
I hope you know what this is all about, Dantro. It sure is a mystery to me.
Well, I'm afraid I can't shed much light on it, Slats. All I know is what you know. Judge Augustus hopes we'll be able to find the civilization that developed the machine Marston's gained control of.
Actually, how much chance do you think we got? I mean, with so many stars and each star with so many planets, it's strictly hit or miss.
Well, from what Judge Augustus said, Slats, they've narrowed it down somewhat. Well, let's not kid ourselves. It's still pretty much of a gamble.
There's another thing we haven't thought about.
Well, what's that?
Even if we find this race, how do we know they'll help us?
You're right, Slats. We don't know. But we'll deal with that when we get to it. Right now, our biggest problem is to find it.
Yeah. Wonder what's keeping Judge Augustus.
I'm sure he'll get here as soon as he can, Slats. Meanwhile, we better get ready. Once we start to move, there'll be no time to lose.
Boy, this is some ship.
Watch it, Slats.
Hey, you're right. I'm sorry. I'll try to remember. A friend might be listening.
Come on. Let's go somewhere where we can talk.
Oh, hurry up. I got a million questions.
Follow me. In here.
All right.
We can talk now. This cabin is shielded from the spy ray, too.
Oh, boy, this is really some ship. It beats anything I've ever seen.
You're not exaggerating, Slats. It's years ahead of the old Planeteer.
Yeah, maybe I missed something, but it doesn't seem to be carrying much by way of weapons.
You're right, Slats. If we had more time, we might possibly give it heavier weapons, but if our guess is right, and you find the ancient race, any weapons you have would be useless against them. In the thousands of years that have passed since they migrated from Mars, they probably developed beyond our wildest dreams.
That's all very well, Judge, but suppose we encounter hostile races.
There's nothing we can do about it, Dantro.
What did Marston want, Judge?
It was nothing, really. Just couldn't resist the opportunity to throw his weight around.
Well, that sounds just like him. Well, Judge, when do we take off?
Sooner the better, Dantro. I don't think Marston suspects what we're up to. If he finds out before you leave, he'll destroy the ship and Planaria Rex with it.
Well, he must know we're up to something in this shielded room.
He probably doesn't care at this point. If I know Marston, he's so swelled up with his own importance, he can't imagine anyone being in a position to fight against him.
Nevertheless, there's no sense wasting time. When can you be ready to leave?
At once. How about you, Slats?
Just say the word. I tell you, Marston, you're making a mistake. You better get Planet Man and his friend out of the way. They're up to some trouble.
You're a regular old woman, Quarrel. You just don't realize that Marston is all-powerful now. I have nothing to fear from the blundering attempts of 1,000 Planet Men.
Remember, Marston, it was Planet Man who thwarted your plans before.
Be careful, Quarrel. You push me too far. I'll not be reminded of that episode.
Don't be angry with me, Marston. I mean no harm. I was worrying only about your safety.
Well, then stop worrying. I will do the thinking. You have merely to obey my orders without question. Now get Sarth, the regent of Mars, on the communicator. It's about time they prepared suitable quarters on Mars for the ruler of the solar system.
We all set, Dantro? Do you know how to operate this buggy?
Well, it's not very different from the Planeteer, but we'd better not talk about it now. Now, here we are. You sit there next to the duplicate controls while I check the tower.
Okay. Hey, by the way, what's the name of this job?
It's called the Alpha. Hello, this is the Planet Man calling Control Tower, and we take off.
Whenever you're ready, Planet Man.
We're ready now. Here we go, Slats.
There they go. The fate of the solar system depends upon their success. If only I could read the future and know what the outcome of their mission would be. It might make it easier to live under the yoke of Marston's insane rule. Oh, well, I better get back and report to His Majesty before he starts making trouble. Good luck, Dantrow.
Dantrow and Slats are off to try and find the ancient race. Will they find it? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Dantrow and Slats, they had just left Planaria Rex and the new ship Alpha, powered by the fantastic astral drive. They hoped to find an ancient race with whose help they might thwart Marston's evil plans. We find Dantrow and Slats as they speed on their way.
Hey, what's the score, Dantrow? So far, this doesn't seem any different to me than from any other spaceship.
Watch what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. When do we do you know what?
Now, Slats, the controls are set. All we have to do is pull this lever.
So I strap myself down?
No, just sit tight. Here goes.
That was the strangest thing I've ever been through. Felt like I'd been turned inside out and then right side in again.
That's just about what it amounted to, Slats. We've penetrated another dimension.
Where are we?
Nowhere.
Hey, now, look, quit ribbing me. I may be stupid, but I ain't that dumb.
I'm not kidding you, Slats. Actually, we're between dimensions. This drive operates through folds in space. We're actually between one place and another.
Yeah, well, you better not explain it to me. I'm busy enough as I am. Can you tell me now where we're headed?
We're headed for Alpha Centauri.
Look, how long do we stay in this, what did you call it, this space warp thing?
The astral drive is set automatically, Slats. It'll cut out by itself when we attain a proximity to Alpha Centauri.
Well, there's no sense sitting around worrying about it. I'm going back and fix her something to eat.
Well, now that you mention it, I'm pretty hungry.
Well, where are you?
Right here, Marston. I've just been checking with Sartre to see that your headquarters here on Mars have been prepared. They've refurnished your old palace, and it's completely staffed with servants ready to serve you whenever you desire to move in.
Forget it. I've changed my mind.
But you're not going to stay here, Marston? These caverns are hardly appropriate for the master of the solar system.
No, but I've got a better idea. Get Judge Augustus on the communicator.
Very well, Marston. Hello? This is Marston calling Judge Augustus on Planaria Rex.
What do you want?
That's no way to talk to Marston. Shall I teach him a little respect, Marston?
I worry about that, Quell. Move aside. Judge Augustus, I've decided to make my headquarters on Planaria Rex. See that the entire League of Planets headquarters building is prepared for my arrival. Clear everyone out of it at once.
Yes, Marston.
Cut the machine off, Quell.
Do you think it's wise to leave the cavern?
Dare you question my judgment, Quell?
But what about these machines? Without them, you'll be powerless.
The machines will go with us, Quell. I've already arranged with Sartre to supply the necessary equipment and manpower to load them aboard the ship. We and our machines will be transported to Planaria Rex. It's time I receive the homage that is due me. Besides, I want to see Judge Augustus crawl. It's not quite as enjoyable when I see only his image on a screen. Sartre's men will be here immediately. You had better start preparing.
Yes, Marston.
Hey, this is really a weird deal, Dantrow. Have you looked out the port?
Yes, Slats.
Nothing out there but black. No stars, nothing.
You better sit down, Slats. The drive may cut out any moment. You might hurt yourself.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be right there.
Oh! Oh! Dantrow, what's happening?
Slats, you all right?
Hey, what happened to you? Who hit me?
Nobody hit you, Slats. It's just that the drive cut out. You got dizzy and fell.
Let me up now. Where are we at?
See for yourself.
Huh? Oh, I don't see nothing very startling. Just a lot of stars.
Well, it isn't startling unless you know your astronomy.
Well, astronomy and me were never even on speaking terms. What do you mean?
Look around. You see any familiar constellation?
Stop being so mysterious. I wouldn't know one from the other.
We are where we were headed for, Slats. That star is Alpha Centauri. Our own system is millions of light years behind us.
What do we do now?
Now our search only begins. We've got our job laid out for us, Slats. Out there are 1,000 suns and 10,000 worlds. On one of them, we have to find the race that left the solar system long ago.
What are we waiting for?
That's a good question, Slats. Where shall we begin?
How about heading for Alpha Centauri itself?
It's as good a beginning as any. Here we go.
The hunt for the ancients is now on. Can Danto and Slats succeed? What will Marston do when he arrives at Planaria Rex? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet.